with DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone Over Here, to specifically say, start recording right before we talk, because everything that comes out of my mouth is pure gold. And you listeners did not hear the first beautiful segments that we have here. It won't be recorded. It'll be lost forever.
It's lost to the folds of history. Much like the Library of Alexandria, it's burnt into forgottenness.
Much like Jeb Bush's self-esteem.
Oh, so true.
Wait, quick moment of silence for him, and then we'll get into the music.
I swear you're different, and this time I'm gonna try. We can start fresh if you just let go of the past, yeah. I don't get it, cause I don't judge you like that, yeah. Can't just love me in pieces, gotta love it all, yeah. You try to make me feel like being human's wrong. You got a lot to say about me and my thoughts, where get it, cause I don't judge you like that, yeah. Got me running other places in my mind, in my mind. How could you even say I never try, never try? And you're acting like I've been around with every single guy. Got me running other places in my mind, in my mind, yeah. Da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum, yeah. Da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
In the name of love, in the name of love, in the name of love. trust me when you're jumping from the heights? Would you fall in the name of love? When there's madness, when there's poison in your head, when the sadness leaves you broken in your bed, I will hold you in the depths of your despair. But it's all testify, screaming the holy lie. You bring me back to life, and it's all in the name of love. I wanna testify, screaming the holy.
That was In the Name of Love by Bebe Rexha featuring Martin Garrix. And the song before that was In My Mind by Matty Noyes.
Yes, definitely staples of the indie pop genre.
I'd say so.
Definitely staples of beating a dead horse, am I right?
Yeah, totally. That was a good joke, by the way.
Thanks.
No problem.
I came up with that myself, actually. I'm
sadly aware of that.
Aw, thanks.
It would be better if you like stole it from a meme place.
Oh, I love memes.
Oh, I love memes.
But
we have the best memes here.
We do. We are the best memes.
Believe me.
They're huge.
The best.
The best.
All right, so you want to jump into what we got going on?
Yeah. So we have an event today on campus called Condom Bingo. Everyone
Wait, that's
should
today?
Go. Yeah.
What time?
8, 9, 10, 11.
All of them?
I don't know. Good question. And actually, we have the playlist here, so we're going to give you a sneak peek of the songs.
Yeah, sounds good. Are we playing them, or are we just saying the titles?
Well, I haven't looked at this beforehand. I see a lot of explicit content.
What makes you say that? The first song is I Just Had Sex.
With a explicit label. How do you think... Just taking a quick look at this. Oh, wow. All
wow.
Right.
That is something else.
This is something else. What do you think the theme is?
Of this one?
Yeah.
You know what? I was actually kind of surprised that they're going with the same indie pop vibes that we go with every week.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, there's that... Yeah, very.
We're actually playing this song
today. We're playing
today.
Multiple songs. Scroll
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
There's Selena Gomez on here. Yeah, like right around there.
Dude, I'm blind.
I don't know. I saw it.
Did you? Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Oh, so multiple songs on our playlist, on the Condom Bingo playlist. Maybe they're indie pop fans as well.
Or maybe this is Condom Bingo, the radio show.
You guys just got pranked. We've put on a year and a half long dupe.
Just to advertise for Condom Bingo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Consider yourself a prompt.
I mean, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of ourselves.
I'm proud of our collective self.
Yeah. Wow. This is going to be a good playlist. It's going to
really
be a good,
good
event.
Playlist. It's going to be really fun. I can't go. I can't make it tonight.
Neither can I.
Yeah, I can't come. Yeah, won't be able to.
Wow.
Never will when it comes to the condom bingo.
It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, we all have trouble with that sometimes, though. Like, not all of us can make it.
I mean, I...
We're very busy. We have other things going on in our mind and in our lives. So, yeah, it's tough to come there sometimes.
You know, and it's even more, like, I don't know. It's just, I understand it's sometimes hard to make it out.
It's sometimes hard, sometimes not. You never really know, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I know right now I can finish this segment.
I'm not sure if I can finish right now, though.
So I mean, I can finish, and then I guess you can do your thing.
You know what? Yeah, I could go for myself right now. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, okay. So I'll quick
help
finish.
Myself out.
Yeah, and then you'll just go do your thing. And I'll
sounds good.
Finish, but To Youth by Troy Sivan.
Yeah, you got it. Last year, actually, when we played the song, you said Sivan, which was incorrect. And that was when I got really mad at you on air. So yeah, Sivan.
Have you been holding this over me the entire year?
Oh, no. Please, it's completely fine.
Okay.
It's not, right. I don't hold a grudge or anything.
No.
Well, it seems that our song is having some of the same troubles as me. It just can't.
Oh, apparently they're listening on someone's iPhone right now. Well, someone stole our music in the middle of our show. That's fine.
Wait, what does that even mean?
I don't know. Apparently someone stole the password to WJRH's Spotify.
Did I do it?
No, it's Mark Weinstein's iPhone. Marky Weinstein, please stop stealing our music.
Dude, come on. We're trying our best here.
We're stealing this back. What's
he
doing?
This is an ongoing war.
This is WJRH 104.9 FM's Spotify. Why is someone stealing our music?
I will fight you.
I'm just confused.
This is completely unprecedented.
He stole it again.
What do you mean he stole it?
So with Spotify, you can only listen on one device, right?
No, I don't know. Is that true?
You can, unless you spend actual money. Someone apparently got the password to our... Stop it. To our login for WJRH. This isn't just a... He stole it back.
What do you mean he stole it back?
So you can steal it back whenever you want, basically. Stop it.
This is ridiculous.
One second. So I can go to offline mode. Ah, shoot.
Can we?
So one sec. I'm very good at stealing Spotify.
I didn't know this was a thing. We need like an IT department here.
We do. So it's back on our computer. I don't know what this kid is trying to do. This is actually
an issue. I was planning on making some jokes, but
I guess not.
This is legit.
One sec. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download all of our the music for today. Then I'm going to play it offline so it tricks Spotify, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to do that.
You have the soundboard and everything. I don't know anything.
Now, all right. I think I'm about to download all these guys. Now, can I...
For all two of our viewers out there, we deeply regret this. It's not really our fault, but I'll still find a way to blame Obama somehow.
I mean, realistically.
All right, let's try to play it. Let's see what happens.
So, if it goes off in the middle again, listeners, we're going to have a problem.
We could do aux from my computer.
Yeah, that might work. So, you know, just give us... Have some patience, listeners. Have some patience.
Today, what if we say goodbye to safe and sound?
What if? What if we're hard to find? What if? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found? And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. Close our eyes, speeding through red lights into paradise. Cause we've no time for getting old. What a body, timeless souls. Cross your fingers, here we go. And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours. My youth is yours, run away now forever. My youth is yours, a truth so loud you can't ignore. My youth is yours.
Gonna sound like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold, and I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one night total son of a gun.
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got.
Talk less, and I'm trying hard not to talk fast. But dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is.
long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, and I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor, she'll be back into my arms once more for sure. Like a smile that I make the most see. Now an annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song.
But moving on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we can be on the phone for 3 hours.
Not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like,
take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot.
Na 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 na. That was Cupid's Chokehold by Jim.
Yo,
Glass
I thought that
Heroes.
Was a Cupid Shuffle.
I mean, I guess they were shuffling
like
some music
goofed.
Around. Next time.
Looks like I done goofed.
Yes, you did. Now it's actually time for our PSA announcement.
Before that, actually, just wanted to reiterate Condom Bingo tonight. And so, keeping up with that theme. Where here's our PSA. It's called a stroke awareness, and sorry, Mike just cut out there a little bit. I'm gonna read this one. It's called a fast. These are the signs that you need to that you need to look for when having a stroke. F is face drooping. A is arm weakness. S is speech difficulty. T is time. Thank you. That's all I have for today. I'm sorry. It gets me a little worked up. It's a very, very serious issue that we don't really take enough time to consider in our lives today. So be grateful, be thankful, and strokes are a lot more common than you think. And I want you to be able to look out for these signs to help someone who may be in need.
What was that website again, Henry?
Oh, that was strokeassociation.org. Yeah, you can find a lot of information about strokes, all of that stuff on that website. And it's a big issue. So I take, personally, I feel a lot about it.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful. So make sure to go and find out the symptoms.
Find out the symptoms of strokes, yeah.
Get treated if needed, and make sure. Could mean the...
Finding the warning signs. That if someone's having a stroke, if someone's stroking, they're not going to tell you. You just have to look at the warning signs.
Yes,
so,
you do.
I mean, yeah, on that note, I think it's time to get back into the music.
Yeah, let's lighten it up a little bit with 1,000 miles?
Yeah, maybe...
at least 1,000.
Maybe... I'm not saying it.
All right.
I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. Well, let's just do it. 1,000 miles, Vanessa Carlton. Let's go.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass, and I'm homebound. Making a way, making a way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time
and I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? How can you know I'd walk a thousand miles? I can just see you tonight.
I want it all. myself.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
Really can't keep my hands to myself, if you know what I'm saying.
I mean, that just sounds like you didn't learn basic manners.
No, yeah, I'm a very impolite person.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So, keeping up with the normal stuff that we do here, we have an errors segment.
Yes, we do.
I previously stated that the site that you needed to visit to help with strokes was strokeassociation.org. However, it is the strokeassociation.org. So, my apologies there if and you need any stroking needs. You can go there.
Wow.
And another point that I forgot to mention from the stroke awareness is that stroking actually, unfortunately, can be passed down throughout one's family. It says that right here in my notes right there. So, if anyone has any warning signs of a stroke, it's good to consult your local physician and talk about your potential health, because you don't want multiple strokes in the family.
Wow. Inspirational.
Do you have any other more errors besides the fact that we have a show?
The fact that you're my co-host.
Yeah.
That was pretty sick. Sick burn. Sick Lit burn. Fan. Actually, in Cupid's Chokehold, the song, one of the lines goes... When the lines what? Goes,
can you repeat that?
She always what? Makes me pancakes. It should be, she always makes me waffles.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
To quote the famous donkey from Shrek.
Yes.
In the morning, I'm making waffles. I think that was what he was alluding to. And of course, he misspoke here. But
yes.
What are you going to
yes.
do?
Back in high school, I was a huge loser. So
what do you mean
not much has changed. Not much has changed. But my friends and I threw a Shrek party.
Of course.
Senior year of high school, and we had waffles.
That sounds really, really fun.
Wow. We actually did watch all the Shrek movies. It was like 6 hours of Shrek.
Was Shrek 4 out by then?
I think so. Wait, how many Shreks are there? Shrek not is enough, second.
That's for sure.
Then there's the one with Prince Charming. There's the one with Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
What?
Huh?
Who?
Hmm?
Yeah, but there can never be enough Shrek movies.
Definitely.
Just like there can never be enough Smash Mouth songs.
Exactly.
To fit in with those Shrek movies.
And lucky you, viewers, we have a Smash Mouth song coming up.
Yeah. It's called The Greatest by Sia featuring Smash Mouth.
Featuring Smash Mouth?
Yeah, that's
Does
what it says.
K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K space L-A-M-A-R spell Smash Mouth?
Pretty sure it does.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
No, that's actually Kendrick Lamar. Smash Mouth is the producer of the song.
Oh, yes. Co-producing with Pitbull, I believe?
No, Pitbull's actually featured on the next song with called Monster by Fifth Harmony.
Wow, well, let's get into it. The quicker that we do that, the quicker we have Smash Mouth.
Yeah, get in, get out.
He bought me a thorn before he bought me a rose. Covered in dirt before I'm covered in gold. He's trying it on, yeah, he's taking me off. Say what you want, but I won't ever be told. Cause I'm in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
but I won't ever be told. I'm in love.
Better.
My name is DJ Alorado, and I'm woefully underprepared. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, here in Easton, Pennsylvania. I am alongside my co-host and partner in life, DJ My Mother Does Not Appreciate You, however she appreciates most individuals in this current day and age. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say, we've had a lot of laughs here tonight.
Yeah.
We've really grown closer as a community, as friends. I feel something. I hope you feel the same way.
I'm dead inside, so.
That's
no,
wonderful. But
I'd imagine,
yeah,
I will.
I'll take that as a yes. And I just wanted to let you all know that, yeah, I'm really appreciating our time here today.
Wow. So you literally just said that to me, like no one's listening.
Wait, what?
Like that, see, you know how we like don't have any listeners?
No.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, we have tons of listeners.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, so many friends.
So many.
Wow.
Like at least
I can barely count
like,
them.
Like at least like carried the one. There's gotta be at least like three.
Maybe.
Not a good
day. Alright, hey, chill.
We're
chill,
technically
dude.
Listening to each other, so that's two right there.
That's, yeah. And I mean that's basically
maybe
three.
Someone's like scrolling through on the channel, they like accidentally pick up on ours and like get in an accident and then like this radio stuck there. I don't know.
I mean, anything's possible.
I don't know. I mean, once you're at three, you're basically at five. Once you're at five, you're basically at 10. 10, you can round that up to 100.
Yeah.
100, that's pretty much 10,000. And once you're there, maybe at a million viewers.
I'll yeah.
Say. That's how it works, right? That's like statistics, math, numbers.
Yeah, take that, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm really enjoying what's going on.
I'm not. It's math. It's hard.
No. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Sorry. I'm texting.
It's okay. It's okay. All right. You ready for the last song, I guess? You don't have much time.
Sure. Go for it. Sorry. I'm very distracted right now. I still can't get over the fact that you don't feel the same way.
It's okay. It's okay.
No, it's not okay.
Every time we touch.
A serious discussion.
Every time.
We need to have a serious discussion
every time,
about these issues.
Every time. Every time we touch by Cascade.
When you sleep next to me, I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive. 'Cause every time we touch,
every time. Giant tropical centipedes share their territories with tarantulas. Despite its impressive length, it's a nimble navigator, and some can be highly venomous. As quick as lightning, just like the tarantula it's killing, the centipede has two curved, hollow fangs which inject paralyzing venom. Even tarantulas aren't immune from an ambush. This centipede is a predator. Centipede.
Ending was just so uncomfortable.
Wow.
Turn me on.
Much like most of the endings to our shows. Quite uncomfortable.
That was quite a reach.
Thank you.
That you had just there. You might want to stretch next time.
Thanks.
No problem, babe. It's your turn to speak.
No, it's not.
We have a whole script right here.
That's not true.
What's this then?
A PSA. It's the stroke PSA. Actually, it said fast, so guess not. It's time to say goodbye.
You want to just read more PSAs? My good friend Kevin Milton is actually on deck with his show. However, I don't care about him, so I'm going to go over our allotted time limit, if that's okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, he gave me the thumbs up. It's fantastic.
Okay.
So I'm just going to read PSAs, if that's okay.
Sounds good to me.
I can't read.
Next time.
Next time, for sure.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
I'll learn how to read. We'll get it. It'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
I mean, that's the only reason I have you on the show.
Believe me.
To read PSAs.
Yeah, I'm really good at PSAs. That's like my go-to.
Mm-hmm.
I make a sketch of... Ooh, hello, Kev.
All right, well,
this is DJ Elrado signing off.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania, actually.
I mean,
it's not wrong. It's not wrong.
You're correct. But this is DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone signing off.
DMX. That should be our like new ending thing. What do you think?